Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With us here today, I've brought in a couple of Lifestyles members that I would kind of requested to have on the radio show with me after hearing their story. I'm very interested in getting more stories out to you guys because one of the things I'm noticing is that a lot of the emails that are coming into me are stories of disbelief, skepticism, and so on and so forth. And I really can't think how to overcome skepticism other than to talk to people that were skeptics before. So I've asked this couple in because at one point they were skeptics and they took some time to research before they decided to dive in and get involved. So with me here today is Reza and Ashley Kavah from Colorado. I believe they're sitting somewhere in Erie, Colorado. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Del. Thanks for having us.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I gave you short notice, but I really wanted to get you guys on after hearing your story. Let's start with that very point I made about being a skeptic. First of all, how'd you hear about us?
Well, I was driving and thumbing through AM radio and then heard your voice and started listening, and right away my spidey sense went off and thought, okay, here's another one, another get rich quick scheme. And I listened and listened some more and found your podcast and listened to your other team and then started doing our research ourselves. And nowadays you can't really hide on the internet. If it's a scam, it's out there. And couldn't find anything. I tried to poke holes all over it and couldn't. And when I finally talked to Ashley about it, she was on board. And then we took the two-day and it took off from there.
Let's go back one step further and let's talk about why you even bothered to look into it. You said that there was a pivotal moment when you went to, I believe it was, meet up with your financial planner or something like that. Can you take us back to that moment when you decided you need to do something?
Yeah, it's funny. It was right after we lost about 30% of our money, and he gave me the whole dollar cost averaging and look at the history of the stock market and all that, and I just didn't think it was right that it was okay to lose that much of our money and try and make it back over a course of time. And I remember telling him, I said, you know, we're doing this wrong. There's something better out there. And maybe a few days later after that conversation, I started listening to your radio show. And sure enough, there's something better out there.
I guess they say that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear kind of things. I've been told my whole life, you never realize how many green cars there are until you buy a green car. Then all of a sudden you start seeing them everywhere. So you started looking for something and you found us. Let's talk about what the message was that you thought was important after coming away from the financial planner meeting. What sounded different?
You know, just listening to the stories on the radio from callers that have gone through the same thing and have found better with investing in real estate, and the fact that the vast majority of the multimillionaires out there in the world have a good portion of their portfolio in real estate, I wanted to learn how to do it myself, and I had no idea. Ashley has no background in business or real estate, and your show, or not your show, but your program offered us education that we needed, and we found the education that we needed and a lot more.
So when you were growing up, what was the message that your parents shared with you? How do you become successful?
Go to school, get good grades, stuff money in your 401k, and you know, if you do it right, you should have enough money to live for the rest of your life. But doing the math, that I just couldn't figure out how that could happen. And we have kids, and we have college to pay for. It just, you know, if you're losing 30% of your money at a chunk and getting back a much smaller percentage year after year, if any, the math just doesn't work out. We needed something faster. We needed something more substantial to build our wealth and to create a legacy for our family.
Well, the math is extremely difficult to make work when you look at this set of numbers. If you lose 25% of your net worth, you have to gain 50% of your net worth to get back to zero again, to get back to where you're at. If you lose 50% of your net worth, you have to gain 100% of what you have left to get back to even. So, yeah, those numbers don't work very well. Rule one, don't lose money, has always been interesting to me. It's been my most important point to keep in front of me when I'm looking at this stuff. Let's see if we can get Ashley in here. Ashley, what were your thoughts in this? Had you ever had a thought about financially, where are we going? Is that something that was on your mind, or were you too busy with work and raising the kids?
I was pretty busy with the kiddos. I just thought that if we keep pressing on, that, you know, you, like he had said, you go to college, you get your education, you get a good job, and it should be enough. And that was the message I had growing up. And if it wasn't enough, then you find other ways. Maybe you have to get a second job, or that's all I've known was. And when Reza sat down with me, he was explaining something to me I've never heard before. But what intrigued me the most was when he started telling me about the numbers and how the math works, because I really like math, and I'm a very logical person. So it made sense to me what he was explaining to me. And not only do I trust my husband, but when he's explaining something to me, when he's typically a skeptical guy on everything and he's talking about this, I thought, okay, he has definitely done his research and really believes in what he's hearing, and he wants, let's get proactive here and let's jump on it. So it was very powerful to hear what he had learned through all the, you know, podcasts and the radio, and just inquiring as much as he could about your company. So
you came out of the 2-day, I assume, both of you thinking the single family was the way to go?
Yeah, we came out of the 2-day, but we went into the 2-day thinking we're just going to do passive because we're busy. You know, I have a full-time job. Ashley's, you know, working and taking care of the kids. And we just thought the passive route was the way to go. And once we took the 2-day, we realized all the benefits of single family as well as multifamily investment. So now we're doing what's considered a hybrid approach, where we're doing single family investments and multifamily investments. So the 2-day completely changed our course.
Well, you have some interesting stories on the deals that you've done so far, so we want to get into those. Let's talk about, have you done 4 single family houses so far? Is that how many?
Yes, that's right.
Let's talk about the profitability. Go through the 4 deals and kind of give us an idea, indication of how profitable they were.
The first deal was, I'll simplify it without getting too much into it. It was $13,000 out of pocket, and the equity we captured was over $45,000. And it cash flows around $300 a month.
So if you made $45,000 with only $15,000 out of pocket, that's about a 300% capital gain. Am I hearing that right, or am I just not getting it?
No, that's right. And we didn't go into it thinking it's going to be that good of a deal. But after we worked with the vendors and rehabbed the property. The appraisal on the property came back higher than we thought. So it was just less money out of pocket because the property was worth more than we expected it was going to be worth.
Now, are these properties you bought, are they in Colorado or are they somewhere else?
I wish they were in Colorado. No, we have three in Houston. We have one in Dallas. And we have a multifamily deal in Cincinnati.
Okay, so let's go back to this here. 300% capital gains, instant equity capture. Would you have been happy with, 50%? Would that have been good enough?
I mean, yeah, anything more than a dollar would have been great, and anything more than the, you know, whatever 5-6% we get on the money market or the stock market would have been great. You know, to make that kind of equity capture on our first deal was just mind blowing.
So I'm going to take we'll talk about the cash flow now. 300 a month, 3,600 a year, and divide that by how much out of pocket? Was it 15,000 or 16? How much was it?
13,000.
All right, yep. So I divide that by 13,000, and we've got 27.6%. That's outdoing my savings accounts. My savings account does about 5% now. So that looks pretty good. So did it just become cookie cutter to you? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we did the first one, and then we just rinsed and repeated on the following investments. The first and second one kind of overlapped, and then the third and fourth one were done at the same time, one in Houston, one in Dallas. And it was stressful. And because we really didn't know what to expect, but we put into action what we learned in the education, and we worked with the vendors to keep our numbers in line and just stayed out of their way and let them do their thing. And yeah, it just becomes rinse and repeat.
Let's talk about stressful for a second, because in your particular case, according to what your notes here say, you had something happen I've never seen happen before. I've heard of people having their copper wire stolen out of a house. I've heard that type of thing happening. You actually had it happen to two different properties? Did I read that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And in, according to your notes here, the insurance covered most of that, and you didn't, and you still made these incredible gains?
Well, yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we're taught is how to analyze a deal. And the mentors really advise us on padding the numbers a little bit for contingencies. And we did so. And the theft at the first property was very unexpected. And but the numbers were so good on the deal that we were able to pay for the whole house rewire. Luckily, the insurance covered some of it, but we still came out way ahead.
Wow, what a story. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Reza and Ashley and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth impacting your family for generations? Del Walmsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at LifestylesUnlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today with me here is Reza and Ashley Kaba, and they're out of Colorado. But as they're sharing with us, the four houses they purchased were in Houston and Dallas, and then they have an apartment complex out in Cincinnati. So my next question has to be then for you two, how do you do a deal that's not in your own city? That's got to be, you know, everybody sitting out here right now has got to be asking that question. How do you do that? Take us through that. Walk us through how the people worked with you and what they had you do and how much they helped you.
So one of the things that we learned is how to interview potential vendors and a list of questions to help you evaluate who's going to be on your team with the general contractors and the inspectors and the realtors and the lenders, everybody that you deal with on your team has a set of criteria that's different for everybody, but the questions that you're taught to ask them really helps you put your team together, quality team together. Once your team is together, they teach you how to evaluate a deal, and everybody's circumstance again is different. But if you know what works best for your financial situation, it's easier to locate that deal, and then it's just a matter of implementing what you've learned with the team that you've built.
So let's talk about who helped you. I mean, what you're sharing with us so far, it's pretty generic. Were there different people, mentors? Were there consultants? Were there realtors? Who actually got into the dirt with you? Somebody had to touch this piece of real estate before you bought it.
Well, you know, so what we were taught by our educators and then our mentors was to get the property inspected. Utilize that inspection report to work with the general contractor. And the general contractor is the one that was our feet on the street. Okay. And they went through the property with us over iPhone video. And then we moved forward that way.
How did you find the deal in the first place?
Well, once you join, you work with a whole list of realtors that send you deals via email, and this first deal fit our criteria, and we jumped in on it. It was that simple.
So, give us a timetable of how long it took to do one of these things. We'll start with your first deal and we'll work our way through there. You know, from the time that, you know, somebody sent you something, hey, here's a deal, looks pretty good, to getting through the whole process, how long was that? Maybe even just a short timetable of it took us a couple days to get it under contract, couple weeks to get it inspected and closed, you know. Give us a little idea of time. People out there wondering, how much time is this going to take of my time? Because you have a full-time job, wife has a full-time job, you have two kids. You're like everybody else in this world. You're busy.
Yeah. The timetable, things move really fast because it is a well-oiled machine. You get the deal. It takes maybe a couple of weeks to get your lender in line to close on the property. And you line up your vendors to start work the day after you close. So the first deal, gosh, I mean, I think it took about a month from beginning to end.
Who did the lease up for you?
We worked with a realtor to help us lease the property. And we like to get into properties that are really badly distressed, because one, you could get a good deal on the property. And I know it's scary for some, but the worse the property is, the better. And we fixed it from roof to foundation and everything in between, so everything was brand new. So the leasing agent basically just found us a tenant, and we don't hear from them at all because everything is fixed. And it's been a pretty easy process to do remotely.
Ashley, I'm going to bring you in here. Were there sleepless nights here? Were you scared to death the whole way, or not at all?
No. I mean, it was. I think we, when the copper wire got stolen, I was like, oh my goodness. But what is so helpful is that we could call on our mentors, and they were there for us right away. I'm literally in a dentist's office talking. We're talking to one of them, and they're help guiding us, and then they'll remind us, hey, education, or there's a class on this, and between the education and our mentors, there's such a wealth of knowledge that it helped us. There's a roadmap, and it helped us get through every little situation, and it's truly amazing. If you just follow the steps and follow the guideline, you come out very successful, and they say do your due diligence, and we do that. And it's working really nicely for us.
So did you guys come up with a timetable in the beginning, or did you just sort of start shooting from the hip and going, okay, let's try one of these and see if it works? Or did you say, let's do one of them a quarter or one of them every 6 months? Did you have a timetable or not?
Well, I wanted to move as fast as possible. And funny enough, our mentors told us to slow down a little bit and get through one and see what it is like to do this whole thing from beginning to end. It didn't quite work out that way because we basically, our first two deals overlapped one on top of the other, but it was a good learning experience, and the timetable was something that we were unfamiliar with, and we just learned it as we went through, and the whole thing took... The first deal took about 3 months.
Okay.
And that's the way it's been so far.
Now, this is a different question. Listen carefully because it's, okay, it took 3 months calendar-wise. Let's talk about hours you actually spent doing something on this. Can you sum up how many hours you have invested in this whole project, like this first house?
Honestly, Del, I would say about 5 hours a week. Between the phone calls and going through the videos and talking to the vendors and keeping our books in order, it's about 5 hours a week.
And that is because you're still growing your portfolio, or was that while you were growing it? Are you still growing your portfolio single family wise? I know you did a multifamily, but are you still building the single family portfolio?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about your idea of why you decided to do both. You want to share that?
Yeah. Initially when we first joined, it was going to be the multifamily route that we were planning on getting into to just do it passively. And that was our main focus, and then we learned about the single family and then decided to go that route. But the multifamily deal came across our desk, and we were taught to evaluate the deal through a multifamily quick analysis format that really helps us understand what it is that we're getting into and if it fits your criteria. So we followed our education, and this deal that we found was great compared to what was out there, and we decided to jump in because that was our plan from the get-go. And it's 100% passive. We don't have to do anything with this with the multifamily deal except read our financials that come to us from our lead investor, and that's it.
Okay, well, there's different types of multifamily deals. Why don't you share with us what type this one was? What attracted you to this deal?
It was a hybrid deal where we were able to get some cash flow and make money back on our investment. The percentages on this deal were great compared to the interest rates that are out there. They were able to get a low interest rate and lock it in for the next 8 years. So we jumped on it.
Okay. So if you look at it right now, what's your plans for the future?
It's to continue to amass as many single-family deals as we can. And as soon as any more multifamily properties come across our desk, we jump on that and grow our portfolio.
As you look at it now, have any of your friends figured out what you're doing yet?
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. So we would talk a lot about what it is that we're doing with our friends, and they just thought we were crazy. And now more and more, as they are seeing our portfolio grow, are inquiring about what it is that we're doing and are becoming interested.
What about family members? Got any family members that were curious about what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom and my sister are wondering what it is that we're doing and are very much interested in learning themselves. And our kids, you know, when it's funny, they're so involved and they're 12 and 8 years old. But if you ask our kids what's the difference between an asset and a liability, they'll tell you. And it's nice that they're getting interested in this whole wealth building that's different than what we were taught.
Yeah, it's interesting how children absorb things. You know, just, you don't even know if they're listening, but they absorb it from, you know, afar. They're not even part of what's going on, but they see it and they figure it out. And, you know, they don't do what you tell them to do. They do what they see you do. And so if you're out there being successful, they're going to pick up on that and see, hey, you know, 5 hours a week and we make more money on our passive income than we make on our jobs. And they're going to figure that one out pretty quick and elect for the passive. Ashley, as we leave here, do you have any comments for you'd like to add? What should someone sitting out there thinking about this, what should they think?
That, like I had said, with it being logical, that this does work. And when you plug in the numbers and do the math, it is, depending on how much you want to put in, it will create wealth pretty quick. I mean, I look back of a year ago when we joined, I'm surprised how much cash flow we already have in our pocket and all the equity capture that we have in all these properties. I would not have thought that we would be having 4 properties and in a passive deal a year later, that's where we would be. And that the biggest thing I learned from the 2 days that you got to jump on it and just go for it and don't hesitate and know that and trust the system. It works.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing. Ray, anything last comments?
It works. We are testament. It works. Just do it. You won't regret it. A very wise man told me one day that you can't get rich slow, and just get off the couch. And go for it. You will not regret it.
Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on, especially with the short notice that I gave you. So we look forward to seeing you at an event. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.